Walk through the halls of this charter high school in Providence, and you'll notice something immediately. All the students are dressed in medical scrubs. The young people at the Rhode Island Nurses Institute Middle College are all training to become nurses. In her navy blue scrubs, junior Fatou Anjai says she hopes to work in obstetrics and gynecology.
Because I'm the oldest of seven, so I've always been around kids. It's always been something I wanted to do. And my family, we have like a lot of people that are sick, so I've always wanted to take care of people.
The school offers standard high school classes along with hands-on healthcare training. Anjai walks into one classroom lined with hospital beds. She motions to one with a medical mannequin.
When you first walk in, you see the dummy to the right on top of one of the beds, and he has the call light on him, and his blanket is on him, and we have to make sure he's like positioned right and all that.
That's just one of the skills Anjai will learn in this classroom.
We learned how to perform all the 25 skills necessary to become a CNA. So every skill, we go through it one by one. She shows us it. We repeat it and do it over and over again until we like learn it and memorize it off the top of our heads and do it like brushing your teeth, she would say.
When she's done, Anjai will have the training to become a certified nursing assistant, someone who provides basic care such as bathing, dressing, and feeding patients. If she does, Anjai and her peers will be helping to fill a projected nursing shortage in Rhode Island, says Nurses Institute Principal Colleen Hitchings.
The healthcare workforce is aging, and we know that as they age out, we need to fill those positions.
But Anjai can only expect to make about $14 an hour as a CNA in Rhode Island. If she becomes a registered nurse, the pay jumps to about $30 an hour. That's why Hitchings hopes her students will all continue on to college.
The CNA for us is not the end game. So we're really interested in producing professional nurses at the Bachelor of Science level and higher.
Nurses with advanced skill sets will be in particularly high demand for work in surgical wards or intensive care units, says industry expert Chris Madison.
You have a clinical track like nursing, CNAs, RNs that are always increasing, but now we're seeing that they need to up their game and start to include acute care skills.
Skills like the ability to handle emergency room nursing challenges, for example. Madison heads the nonprofit Stepping Up, which works to bolster the healthcare industry in the state. And he says nursing's not the only area expanding in Rhode Island.
We're also seeing community health workers, peer recovery specialists that are starting to grow within the industry.
However, Madison says he does expect to see a leveling off in certain parts of the industry, including in the more specialized sectors of medicine.
I think we'll be able to forecast, at least in the next couple of quarters, some increase in demand in some of the admin roles and clinical roles like nursing and CNAs. But for specialty, we're going to really take a step back and wait until we see what happens.
That's because the future of the Affordable Care Act is uncertain. The federal law mandates that people get insured. It provides free preventative care. Madison worries a repeal of the law could slow the industry's growth if people get less preventative care and use emergency rooms more.
The ER staff, there's a lot of pressure on them to see a lot of patients every single day. And so with those changes, we could see a huge influx in the amount of people that are going to ER centers because they're not able to see their primary care physician because their health insurance coverage doesn't cover a certain piece of that.
That influx could put a greater burden on the state's already struggling hospital system, which could lead to less hiring of much-needed staff as an older generation of workers gets ready to retire. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.